All right, folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Your daily dose of real talk, relatable stories, and strategies for navigating this wild thing called life. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's probably buzzing around in the back of your mind more than you care to admit. Burnout. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty? Like there aren't enough hours in the day to squeeze everything in? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, and every task feels like a monumental hurdle? Yeah, me too. But listen, we're not here to wallow in the misery of it all. We're going to weaponize this knowledge, turn it into actionable strategies, and reclaim our time, because, trust me, your sanity, and maybe even your soul, will thank you later. First things first. Recognize that burnout isn't just a feeling, it's a serious issue. It's not about being busy or productive. It's about pushing yourself to the breaking point, consistently neglecting your needs, and ultimately sacrificing your well-being for the sake of... what? A ticking clock? An impossible deadline? A mythical sense of accomplishment? Come on, friends, we deserve better. So how do we break free from this burnout cycle? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you manage your time effectively and reclaim your precious energy. 1. Become a ruthless prioritizer. Let's face it, not everything is equally important. You can't be Superwoman or Superman all the time. Identify those tasks that truly matter, the ones that move the needle in the right direction, and focus your energy there. Everything else? Delegate, postpone, or ditch it altogether. Remember, saying no is sometimes the bravest thing you can do. 2. Embrace the power of planning. This doesn't mean becoming a slave to your calendar, but creating a weekly schedule, even a loose one, helps you visualize your time and allocate it intentionally. Block out time for work, personal projects, self-care, and yes, even some guilt-free relaxation. Trust me, scheduling downtime is not a luxury, it's a necessity. 3. Break down big tasks into smaller chunks. We've all been there. Staring at a monstrous project, feeling overwhelmed and paralyzed by the sheer size of it. But guess what? You can conquer that Everest one step at a time. Break it down into manageable pieces, set realistic deadlines for each chunk, and celebrate those mini victories along the way. 4. Silence those digital distractions. I'm talking to you, notifications, endless social media feeds, and that tempting email inbox. They're sucking your time and attention away like a digital black hole. Set specific times for checking emails and social media, turn off unnecessary notifications, and create designated workspaces where you can focus without the constant barrage of distractions. 5. Don't forget the power of just starting. Ever felt stuck in that dreaded inertia, unable to even begin a task because it seems so daunting? The key is to simply get started, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Often, overcoming that initial resistance is the hardest part. Once you're rolling, momentum will take over. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. I met Sarah at a networking event last week. She was a total whirlwind of energy, juggling her full-time job with freelance writing and an active social life. She confessed to feeling constantly overwhelmed and stressed, always playing catch-up. But she's also incredibly determined and wants to make a change. So, Sarah decided to try implementing some of these strategies. She started by prioritizing her tasks, scheduling dedicated work time, and setting boundaries with her digital distractions. And guess what? She told me last week that she's already feeling less overwhelmed and more in control. Remember, friends, you don't have to be perfect at this. It's a journey, not a destination. But by taking small steps, consistently applying these strategies, you can gradually move from burnout to balance. You deserve to feel energized, fulfilled, and truly present in your life. So go forth, reclaim your time, and let's get back to living with intention. And, as always, remember to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Spread the dopamine declutter love. See you tomorrow for another dose of real talk.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.